listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good evening. Here we are for the 10th Region Boys Championship final game right here at the Mason County Fieldhouse. It will match up the Campbell County Camels taking on the Harrison County Thoroughbreds. I'm Joel Bennett. Bobby Baldwin right here with me as we have covered this 10th region tournament, and it's come down to these two teams. They have survived, and they're here for a chance to play. Whatever high school player wants to do is play in Rupp Arena at the Boys Sweet 16. Bobby, both these teams get here. Campbell County, they've kind of been one of the usual suspects all season long. They've cracked the top 20, top 25 in some polling. They came in here and got in this final game. Harrison County, a little different story. They came into this tournament with a 16-14 record, but they're a hot team right now. They've won four in a row and nine of their last 11.
Well, and they've been riding the shirt sleeve, so to speak, of one Caden Custard, and he has been phenomenal.
He has in that. Yesterday in the semifinal game, Custard willed his team to win in that ball game to a 34.9 rebound, 4 assists, 2 steal performance, and just didn't have a lot of answers for him, obviously, the scoring. Went to the foul line a lot, and he made his free throws.
Well, he was aggressive over the entire length of the floor, and especially on that defensive board. He would get them and tear out of there and take it all the way if he could, and when he was impeded, as you say, got to the line.
The last Harrison County regional championship in the tournament goes back to 1997. So some time ago when Harrison County last won this 10th region title, they have nine of those regional championships. Again, the last one being in 97. This is their 49th trip as a school to this 10th region tournament with a record of 48-39. In the region play. They are coached by longtime successful coach Terrence Brooks from Paris High School. He's been over here at the Harrison County with the Thoroughbreds for four seasons. Took a 5-25 team, Bobby, and they caught fire. He's 75-41 in the four seasons he's been here. He's been to the 10th region tournament every year that he's coached there. And I mean, it's he's steering the ship.
He not only is he steering it, and it's far from rudderless, because when here he's steering it, he's done the job very well. But he came from a nice program at a smaller school, Paris High School. But boy, I tell you what, he has picked up where he left off there and done a tremendous job.
The last 10th region tournament game between Campbell County and Harrison County, it goes back to February the 18th. Of 2018, it was right here on this floor. Campbell County got a win, 70-60. So we'll see if it'll happen again tonight. But Campbell County, a very strong team. But Harrison County, I think not a surprise pick, not a sleeper pick. But you can say they've earned and played their way right here to this title game.
Well, and at this point in time, looking back, they were legitimately one of the final four in the region. So altogether proper that they did get here, and then with yesterday's victory, have a chance to go to Rupp.
17-14 overall. That's the record of the Harrison County Thoroughbreds. 13-5 against regional competition. They went through their district with a 7-1 mark. We are inside of 10 minutes away from tip-off. We will take our first 2-minute timeout here. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Campbell County when we return to the boys' 10th region championship game. More to come in 2 minutes.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Both these teams have headed to the locker rooms after their warm-ups. The officials are here, and they're going for their last break and to huddle up. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We are at the 10th Region Boys Championship Tournament game, and we are at the Mason County Fieldhouse. The seating capacity in the trophy case said attendance or capacity not to exceed 5,200 and some change. We had about 90% capacity last night.
Well, every bit of it. When you got near the end of the first game, ready for the second one, it was jam-packed in here, and it was a great sight to see and tremendous basketball.
Sure was, and tonight still crowd filtering in, pretty good crowd on hand, and it'll be Harrison County taking on Campbell County. We talked about Harrison County as we led into the break. Campbell County comes in here. They have 5 10th Region Tournament Championships. This is, when you look at what they've been able to do this season, it's 25-6. Last season, they were the district champs. They went out in the semifinals, but they've got hot this year. They are right now riding an 11-game winning streak. They have won 14 out of their last 16 games. This is a strong team. This is a hot team. And as that winning streak would indicate, they've got in here first-year head coach Brent Souter, and these players respond to him.
Well, and he's got a bunch of veterans on
his
squad.
Oh, yeah, senior heavy.
Yeah, they really are. And in addition to that, he showed his coaching medal last night late in the third quarter when his team was reeling a little bit, and he went into a run-and-jump defense at midcourt and was able to stun the defending region champion George Rogers Clark with that, unsettling them a little bit for, as far as getting into their offense, and that ultimately led to them regaining their composure and taking charge and winning the game. But very, very astute, good coach. But I tell you what, he's got some players on the floor who can flat get it done to boot.
This Campbell County team, they scored 97 points against Bracken County in the opening game. That was the 6th most scored points in a game by one team in the history of this 10th region tournament. They had an astonishing 47 rebounds in that ball game. So this Campbell County team, they are big, they are physical, they are very muscular, they're very sturdy on the floor. Bobby, both teams are really senior and junior upperclassmen heavy, and I guess it's not surprising that they're right here, and it's good for them.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. And when you look back at last year, your regional champions, George Rogers Clark, lost 74% of its scoring, meaning it was senior laden last year. So that being the case, turnabout being fair play, these are the two veteran squads in the region as far as skill set is concerned and possibly age. So here they are playing for all the marbles.
Campbell County probably with a little more balance, would you say, as far as who they're looking to get their points from? Harrison County, really, they rely heavily on Caden Custard, although they did have some good bench play from their bigs. I thought Braxton Grubb was more than adequate out there on the floor, and then the big guy came in, Craycraft, at 6'7". He can shoot the three. He can stretch the floor for a big guy. But I think Campbell County probably more balanced. They'll play nine players, and they shoot the ball real well.
Well, it doesn't really matter which one takes the shot. He can make it from anywhere. And then you also have Connor Weinel in the middle, and he is a force with whom to be reckoned himself. And if they choose to go to him, it's going to make it tough on Coach Brooks's Thoroughbreds to contain him on the low block.
Weinel, kind of an unassuming guy, if you call a double-double an unassuming guy. He's 15 points and 10 rebounds on the season average. Well, the teams are coming back out on the floor. We are 3 minutes away from the opening tip-off. We will take a one-minute break. When we come back, more pregame to follow in 1 minute right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Getting ready for this 10th region championship game. Championship games going all across the Commonwealth tonight. Second region, Henderson County taking on Lyon County. Lyon County with Travis Perry and two other Division I guards, Owensboro Catholic, Butler County in the third region. Warren Central, the reigning champ, they're playing Bowling Green in the fourth. You've got Adair County 1, the fifth, Fairdale at Evangel Christian in the sixth. Eighth region has Simon Kenton and Spencer County. Newport plays Cooper in the ninth region championship tonight. Lexington Catholic playing Great Crossing in the 11th. That'll be a big one over there, Bobby. And then an inter-county rival, Somerset playing Pulaski down in the 12th. And another inter-county, Boyd playing Ashland Blazer. So Marshall County is one out in the first region. You've got in the 15th, you've got over there Perry Central. So a lot of basketball to be played tonight. We're concerned about this one, Harrison County and Campbell County.
This one should be a dandy. We've got a tremendous crowd in here and are certainly looking forward to some high-level action.
Well, these teams come in here again riding winning streaks. I mentioned earlier that Harrison County got fire late. They've caught fire late. They've won four in a row, nine of their last 11 after an up-and-down regular season. They're playing their best basketball when it counts. In Campbell County, they've been there and right now riding an 11-game winning streak. And this crowd is filtered in and it's growing quiet as we get ready to announce the starting lineups and tip-off action. It's coming to you here straight away right here on your Gateway Sports Station. Two-minute break. When we return, we'll have 10th Region Boys Championship game coming up right here after this two-minute break.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
Tenth Region Boys Championship game right here at the Mason County Fieldhouse. It's Harrison County playing Campbell County for the title and the chance to go to Rupp Arena for the boys' state Sweet 16. Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
Campbell County. And your home team, the Thoroughbreds of Harrison County. Let's meet our starting lineups first for Campbell County. At guard, a 6-foot senior, number 12, Brock Sorgenfry. At guard, a 5'11 junior, number 15, Garen Jackson. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 21, Cole Johnson. At forward, a 6'3 senior, number 23, Nate Smith. And at forward, a 6'4 senior, number 25, Connor Weinel. And the head coach of the Camels, Brent Souter. And now introducing your Harrison County Thoroughbreds. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 1, Caden Custer. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Mason Smiley. At guard, a 6-foot junior, number 5, Jayshon Lewis. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 13, Elijah Harris. And at forward, a 6'2 senior, number 25, Braxton Grubb. And the head coach of the Thoroughbreds, Terrence Brooks. And your statisticians for tonight's game, Eric Bramerman, Kevin Flatman, on the clock, Todd Calvert, and your official scorekeeper, Lorena Beerley. And your officials for tonight's game, Mr. Doug Walker, Mr. Jeff Garrity, and Mr. Tony Montano.
They're the participants in tonight's game and the starting five for each club. The officials out of the 6th and 7th region as they're going to jump it up. Campbell County, the visiting team, wearing black uniforms trimmed in red. Harrison County in the white with the burgundy numbers and gold trim. Tip controlled by Campbell, or excuse me, by Harrison County. Campbell County last won this tournament in 2018. It's been 1997, the last time Harrison County won this. In regional tournament competition, Campbell County 3-0 against Harrison County. Thoroughbreds working the ball against this man-to-man. Smiley drops it off the right side. Elijah Harris, one left-hand dribble, didn't go anywhere. Straight away, now left side. Custard has it to the circle. They send a cutter through. Screen down and pop out. That's what they're playing. Harris with a ball fake. Goes baseline. Got to the blocks. Pivoted out. Caden Custer makes himself available. No surprise there. They got Smith on Custer. And a backdoor cut. Grubb opens up the scoring.
Boy, nobody home under the basket. Harrison strikes first.
Lost Grubb on a back screen. Hard to lose a guy 6'2", 210 pounds. He's guarding Weinel inside. Weinel kicks it out. Cole Johnson's three is missed. They reset with another opportunity. Smith across the lane pass. Now they go high post with a bounce to Weinel. 18-footer missed it. Left side. Rebound chased down. Johnson tried to save it. But here's Harrison County. Thoroughbreds. Middle of the floor. Harris kicks it out. Jashawn Lewis. Now he defers to Caden Custer near midcourt putting down the dribble. No surprise, they got Smith on Custard, two guys that are really strong physically. Custard goes baseline, reverse layup, not there. No weak side help, Bobby, but they caught a break. Custard missed.
Yeah, he's a little too strong with the attempt.
Smith drives it in the front court. Now they go to Garen Jackson. Jackson, ball fake, angles off to the left, throws a high lob. Weinel, touch pass, over to Johnson for a three. Good. From the right baseline.
You get them that wide open, and chances are better than not that that baby's going to fall.
Well, we played 2 minutes. 3-2, Campbell County with the early lead. Harrison County in the front court, right wing with it. Driving. Harris puts up the bank shot, got a good angle. Leaned in on Jackson.
Well, yeah, he just took advantage of him. He got him on his hip and took him strong to the goal.
Garen Jackson crosses midcourt, pass on the left wing. Sorgen Fry, a guy that can light it up, hit four threes last night. He goes around the wing, and they go left side. Straight away to Weinel. Now Jackson rubs off a Weinel screen. Right side on the blocks, cut off there defensively by Smiley. Giving up a lot of size. They find Weinel. Sorgen Fry behind the back dribble. How about that move? He started on the left, finished on the right.
He reversed it and nailed it going to the right.
Custard offered a screen, a high ball screen there by Grubb, but didn't want it. Pulls it out on the dribble. Grubb left side. They go to Harris. Custard cuts through. He draws a double team, but now they square up and go man to man. Smiley's first touch of the ball, and he drops it on the right baseline. Grubb trying to make a move. One dribble, nearly traveled. Connor Weinel knocked it away from him. Caden Custard, fadeaway, 10-footer, missed a shot. Good defense by Nathan Smith. Going the other way, here's Campbell County. Trailing the play, Weinel hit it. Fast break bucket, beautifully timed as he filled the trailer spot.
Yeah, it was early offense, but it was a trailer cutting to the basket for the deuce and the 7-4 lead.
Custard looks over his shoulder as this crowded gymnasium grew very quiet midway through this first quarter. Custard picked up on the switch, handed off to Smiley. He's at the foul line, got in the paint, kicked it out. Harris driving in and lost his balance. Sorgen Fry caused that as Harris, he ran him right into a double team.
This Campbell County squad knows how to play defense from all positions, and they are going to be a tough group to try to break down on the bounce.
Midway through this first quarter, Campbell County with a ball and a 7-4 lead. Pass on the right wing to Johnson straight away. Now they go left side, Garen Jackson. On the switch, they have Weinel. He didn't roll. He picked and popped. He had the 5'10 Smiley on him. Now driving, Jackson with a shot. Didn't go down. Weinel with an offensive board and has got a foul called in there as Campbell County asserting their strength on the offensive backboards. That foul's going to be on Custard, his first. team first. And the Jackson miss was a strange thing, Bobby. He only missed one shot last night, and he shoots 62% on the season.
But he had his teammates right there to pick it up and get to the foul line.
Weinel makes the first free throw. Solid player. More than solid. 15-10. That's his points and rebound average. That's when he rolls out. And with the rebounded miss, Lewis has it for Harrison County.
8-4.
Thoroughbreds bring it up. Custard, yet to score in this game, crosses midcourt, angles off to his left. They down screen and pop out Harris. Coming off the other down screen is Smiley. He shoots a three, missed it. Grubb had a rebound, kept it alive, bounce pass out. Harris whips it on the baseline, back out. Smiley, three, got the roll.
All right, trims the lead from 4-1. That was a kind bounce. 8-7.
What about these soft rims? Yeah, it just bounced all over.
Oh, it sure did.
Campbell County runs the weave. Swords and Fry hands it off to Weinel. Offers a screen. Now they go with Smith. He got to the rim. Running shot. Got it in.
Strong.
So that's point by Smith. There's four guys that have scored, Bob.
Well, strong. When they cut to the basket, they cut to the basket.
10-7. Campbell's with the lead. Thoroughbreds with the ball. Out on top, Grubb offers the screen. Harris pick and roll, didn't get it. Grubb got it then. Now he lays down one dribble. Lewis hands it off. Custer coming off the curl. He's picked up defensively and got rid of it. Here's Grubb, ball fake, top of the key. Smiley, double team, nearly lost it. Weinel gambled, somebody's going to be open. Grubb calling for it on the blocks, but they didn't see him and couldn't find him. So Harrison County showing some patience. Pulls it out. The Campbell County fans applauding their defense. Custer, between the leg dribble. Lost it on the baseline. Picked up by Harris. He's in a tight spot, but he dribbles out of an eventual and potential double-team trap. Right wing. Custer got a step on Smith. Smith strong enough to hold in there with him, and he took it away from Custer. Going the other way. Smith flips it over to Swords and Fry. Three ball. Got it. Left baseline.
These guys are deadly. They spot up in the corners, and with the pass and the opportunity to set up, they are deadly.
5 points of the Campbell County 13 in fast break transition. Caden Custer just dribbling that ball out near midcourt with a minute 25 to play in the first. Harrison County scored first, but they trail here by six. Caden Custer, three-point shot missed. Weinel grabs the rebound for the Camels. Jackson, middle of the floor, gets it in the front court, hands it off to Swords and Fry. His run, one-hand scoop at the rim, is missed. Custer in a hurry. He lost it, though. They took it away from him. Nathan Smith with his second steal. He shoots a floater, banked it up, wouldn't go down. Swords and Fry with the rebound, but Elijah Harris took it away from him.
Action fast and furious.
So we're going to have some reserves coming in. Cole Johnson out. And they bring Zach Franzen in for Campbell County. And right now, Damond LaRue ready to check in. But they bring LaRue in for Smiley. They also bring Big Craycraft in. At 6'7", he replaces Grubb.
Try to give a couple, three of these kids a blow here inside the final minute of the first.
They'll get that little extra time on the bench, and these savvy coaches know to do that. Custer, the guy you really you can't afford to have him on the bench, so he's out there playing. Got to inside the circle, picked up the dribble. Smith guarding him well. Smith with two steals in the game already. LaRue has it for Harrison County, left side of the floor. Harris, he's gotten off one shot. Goes straight away to Lewis. They really look for Custard, and now he's got it right wing. Craycraft calling for it, and the big guy got it in the paint. Ball fake, pivots out of traffic, elevates and scores. Just a lot of size, Bobby.
Yeah, he's tall enough to get it over Weinel at the low block, and that's 13-9 here.
Jackson walks it up, 10 on the clock, now at 9. Still dribbling, near midcourt. Clock at 6. Rubs off a screen. Swords and Fry. 15-footer. Shot is up. Missed. Tipped at the horn. Won't go down. First quarter here in the 10th Region Boys Championship game. It's the Campbell County Camels leading Harrison County Thoroughbreds 13-9. 1 minute break when we come back. Second quarter play coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station, back in a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Campbell County with a 13-9 lead and the basketball in their possession to begin the second quarter. Perimeter passing by the Camels, man-to-man, pick and roll, and scoring at the rim is Connor Weinel. He beat his man, Craycraft, on a pick and roll.
Yeah, and there was nobody home to defend him, 15-9.
Good point there. Nobody on the back line offering any resistance to that Weinel roll. Here's Custard spinning, shooting, left hand dish, not there. Jackson with a rebound. He's in a hurry. Three on three. Left side, Sorgen Fry. Three ball off the front of the rim. Kept alive. Franzen got it. Over to Weinel. Put it up and in.
Nice pass across the lane after he dug in there and got that rebound.
7 points in the game for Weinel. Each team with 3 points on second chance scoring. We played a minute here in this second quarter. Campbell County adding to their lead. Harris, though, looking to got to the rim, and Darren Jackson, all he can say there is, my bad. And that's what he said as he took the inbounds pass.
17-11, they needed that bucket. Trim it to six.
Coach Souter kneeling in front of his bench as he's watching his Campbell team working around the perimeter. Pick and pop this time with Weinel. 15-footer, got the roll. Bobby, he's taken 5 shots and made 4 of them.
Well, he's a silent assassin, if you can be that, with his size and strength. But he is their glue man, and yet he's their pivot man.
Craycraft calling for it. He got it on the left blocks. He's going to elevate, shoot, and he scores. He scores over Weinel. So 2 times they fed Craycraft, 2 times the big boys delivered.
And 2 sorely needed buckets to keep them within 6.
The weave out on top by Campbell County. Franzen with a high dribble. The Harrison County fans wanted a call. No call there as Campbell County keeps possession man-to-man by Harrison County. Coach Brooks telling his guys where he wants them positioned defensively. And they need to step out on Connor Weinel as he's hit a 3. And if he's hitting that, Bobby, he can stretch the floor.
Well, he already has.
Here's a fadeaway. Oh, shot put up and in by Elijah Harris, and Garen Jackson on him with a look of disbelief. Harris, in a hurry, pushed the ball from the backcourt to the baseline, hit that bank fadeaway.
Yeah, fadeaway from about 12 feet by the time he let it go. Just an incredibly acrobatic shot, drawing the harm in addition.
Elijah Harris at the free throw line to try to complete an and one. He does. Elijah Harris, he has 7 points in this game. A little bit of a slow start, but he's heating up.
And back to a 6-point deficit.
Approaching 5.5 minutes to play here before halftime. Garen Jackson throws it on the baseline. Deep right side by Sorgen Fry. Straight away to Franzen. Left wing with it. Smith, now he defers to Jackson. We saw Campbell County. They've got a good outside shooter. There it is. Franzen hit a 3.
Yeah, he was in his own zip code area that time. Nobody within 10 feet of him.
4 of 6 shooting the 3. That's the Campbell County numbers.
Nothing new.
On the right wing, Smiley, who checked back in. He's got it. Goes straight away. Now left side to Harris. They screen down pop-out Grubb, who came in replacing Craycraft. Grubb trying to call for it. Positioning himself in the paint, didn't get it. He gets out, vacates the lane, and opens it up for Caden Custard if he can get the ball. Nathan Smith all over him, doing a good job. They got that lane open, but right now They've got Craycraft trying to work, or excuse me, Custard working without the ball. He got it deep, put it up, missed a shot. Good defense by Nathan Smith. Those shots were made the other night. Franzen, reverse layup. Hey, got it. Harrison County had people back, Bobby, but that reverse layup, 5 points off the bench for Franzen.
Skilled athletes taking the baseline.
We got time called on the floor. Bobby's got a message he'll share.
Folks, there's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Come on and see Randy or Phillip or any of the Montgomery Tractor crew.
Substitution in, another super reserve, super sub for Campbell County checks in. That's 6 foot tall Xavier Fancher. He had 21 points in the opening win over Bracken County. He got 18 of them in one quarter.
Three ball.
These guys can hit the three. Every other basket they made against George Rogers Clark, there was an assist. So these guys, they look for the open shot, and they find the right guy in the right position.
Needless to say, are well coached.
Harrison County driving with Custard, right side. Cut off at the baseline by Nathan Smith. Smith of it, big bodybuilder type frame. He is strong. He is Custard size. And that's a good matchup. Lewis straight away to Grubb. Left side. Harris has it. Running the baseline. Trying to get open is Custard. Smiley drives in. Now finds Custard. Top of the key. Ball fake. Wants to get to the rim. Smith blocked his shot. But there's the first foul on Nathan Smith. And Caden Custard will go to the free throw line. A place that he was very comfortable with in the win over Mason County.
He's driven to the basket in this game thus far two or three times, had some shots curl all the way down and come out. So he is still looking for that first point.
Missed the first one after going 8 of 11 in the win over Mason County at the free throw line. 3:33 to play here before halftime, and Custard gets his first point. Had a big 34.9 rebound performance and shooting his team into this championship game. Campbell County with the ball and the lead. Weinel gets it to Jackson. Jackson drives baseline, stop and go move. Threw a bounce pass, nobody there but a young child walking with money in his hand going to concession.
One of the rare, rare opportunities in these last two games where a player zigged when he should have zagged.
Only two turnovers by the Camels, and Thoroughbreds with only three. Of the three turnovers, two of them steals by Nathan Smith, who's right now on Craycraft, and he missed at the rim. Smith got the deflection and the rebound. Throw it in the front court. Fancher to Weinel. His laner got it. Three passes, 2 points.
They get that ball on the wing in a hurry and look to the post.
14 points in the game for Weinel, the 6'4 senior. And it's 29-17, a Campbell County lead. Custer angles off to the left of the circle with the dribble, straight away to Smiley. Grubbs got it, taking Weinel to the basket, puts up the shot. And the official right in front of the Campbell County bench calls the foul on Connor Weinel, his first. That is the team first.
Harrison County needs to do everything it can just to get some points and stay attached.
Well, Grubb missed the first free throw.
Trailing by 12 here, 2:40 left in the second quarter.
Jared Wilson in, a 6'1 senior. He can play some defense. He usually shoots right around the foul line, the elbow. He's a lane kind of player. Grubb makes the second free throw as the Harrison County team now 3 of 5 at the foul line. They trail by 11 as Campbell County has the ball in the lead. Jackson feeds Smith straight away to Weinel. He's going to try a three. That one high arching shot went back down. It cleared the top of the backboard by a good 3-4 feet and then drop back in.
You know it's your night when you get that kind of a bounce.
Hamels, 5 of 7, shooting a three. And right now, Coach Brooks trying to keep his team close with Custard running the point. Rubs off of a screen. Good help defense comes by Weinel on Custard. They go to Elijah Harris. Stop and go move. Good match up there. Jackson shut him down. Garrett Wilson wanted to shoot, couldn't do it. Harris drives the lane, puts up the jumper, missed the shot, out of bounds. And again, Garrett Wilson trying to hustle in there. He knocks it off Hunter Weinel. And Harrison County will have the basketball underneath their goal with a minute 50 to go before halftime.
Good job to retain possession of the ball there.
32-18. Campbell County leading Harrison County, and Custard, you got five count on him. He finds Grubb, and Grubb put it in.
Nice out-of-bounds play there for a rare, easy basket.
Driving is Jackson, and oh, he had a clear path to the rim, but they got a reach-in foul, and the official caught Caden Custard with the reach-in, and that's the second on Custard. That'll be the first here in the second quarter. So right now, Franzen comes out. They bring Sorge and Fry back in for Campbell County. It'll be the Campbells with the ball underneath their goal. They're up by 12. Just over a minute and a half to play before halftime. A wraparound pass that's stolen by Custer. Without the numbers, Custer tried to attack the rim, and we've got a foul. He didn't have numbers, but he did have a head of steam in the basketball.
And he was determined to get it up, but on the way there, he was inadvertently tripped by one of the defenders trailing.
So Garen Jackson gets the foul. That is the second on the point guard. And Coach Souter making sure, he said, you making sure he was shooting? He was clobbered, I'll say that. Now, whether he is shooting or not, that's left to the official's interpretation. Custard at the foul line. He's 1 of 2 in this game. He has 1 point, and he makes this free throw. Again, he had an 8 of 11 free throw shooting night last night. Garen Jackson out. He's leaving with 2 fouls. He has yet to score in the game, and they bring 6'2 Cole Johnson back in, a starter, as Custard makes both free throws. And Caden Custard with his 2 fouls, he will take a seat with a minute 32 to go. I would imagine, unless we have a dead ball on Harrison County's end.
Yeah, they got to protect him here in this final minute 30.
So with Jackson on the bench for Campbell County, Sorge and Fry will run the point. He finds Connor Weinel. Takes it back from Weinel. Sorge and Fry with a little scoop shot at the rim. Put it in.
Yeah, a head fake to a pass to the middle, but he just put it in his left hand and stroked it.
Smiley with a ball fake. He got Connor Weinel airborne. And had he went ahead and shot it, he would have got 3 free throws. But they're going to say he was driving to the basket. No, they're going to let him go to the line. Second foul on Connor Weinel. Team third. Now they're going to say 2 free throws coming to Mason Smiley. Smiley has hit the only thoroughbred three-point shot. That one got the scoring underway for the thoroughbreds, but he missed a free throw here. He'll have another free throw. Franzen in, Connor Weinel out with 2 fouls. So you've got the post player Weinel and the point guard Jackson, each with 2 fouls for Campbell County. Caden Custard, the point guard for Harrison County, also with 2 fouls. Smiley makes 1 of 2 at the line. Here's Campbell County quickly in the front court. Spot up 3. Air ball. Shot it real strong that time. Fancher did. Harrison County comes into the front court inside a minute. Clock rolling. Garrett Wilson drew contact. Throws a pass. He threw it away. Steal. Campbell County 2-on-1 at the rim. Johnson finished.
These guys are hot to trot. When they get the steal, they take advantage of it.
Harrison County trying to answer, and Elijah Harris, he scores in the paint. So they push the ball quickly. Coach Souter thoroughly upset. Not at the call, but his guys did not get back. Harris with his second and one opportunity.
In this game, you've got to be pretty skilled to be able to get back in time.
Harris free throw, didn't get it. 30 seconds, clock rolling. Campbell County with the ball and an 11-point lead here in the first half. Sergeant Fryer behind the back dribble, much taller than Smiley. Goes over to Franzen. He missed that three from the right wing. Shot it early in the possession. Coach Souter hot with that. Now they're going to give Harrison County a chance to take the last shot. And a foul on Johnson, compounding the decision to shoot a 25-foot three from the right wing. Now he draws a foul.
A lot of body language being used there by Sergeant Fry.
They're going to say Sergeant Fry. It was Johnson over there in that vicinity, I thought, that got the foul. But at any rate, it's Harris at the line, and he makes an atonement for missing that and one free throw, and he makes this one.
14.4 seconds remaining.
Jackson comes back in. They bring out Fancher as Elijah Harris makes a second free throw. He's picking up the slack.
He sure is.
He's got 11 in this first half. 11 of the Thoroughbreds, 27. Clock at 7. Jackson, front court, crossover dribble. Drives in. Johnson out to Sergeant Fry. Shot at the horn. Will not go, and the first half is in the books. It's Campbell County continuing to hold on to that first quarter lead. They lead here at halftime by a score of 36-27 over Harrison County. You're listening to high school basketball, 10th Region Boys Championship game here at the Mason County Fieldhouse. Again, 36-27 in favor of Campbell County over Harrison County. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. A two-minute timeout we will take when we return. A halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary, all that coming up right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Thank you, sir. 10th Region Hall of Fame being announced here, and former coach of Campbell County joining that group, Hall of Fame, Eric Russell. He won 4 of the 5 region championships for Campbell County, won them in back-to-back years. So he's out on the floor, and the Campbell County team leading here at halftime by a score of 36-27. And Bobby, you know, Campbell County just so hot shooting, and man, they can light it up. They're 5 of 10 shooting the three-point shot. They've been able to put Nathan Smith, a guy that's an inch taller than Caden Custer, and physically his equal, if not a little stronger in build, and he doesn't have a basket, and that won't go in the second half, I don't believe. I think Custer's got to get going.
Well, he does, but by and large, you called it before the game, they're going to have to keep him in front of them, and he has been able to do that with his size, strength, skill set, and athleticism. So, but he's had a bunch, had some shots go in, come out. They're not falling like they did last night, but when you've got a team on fire from three, like Campbell County is, and it coming from multiple shooters, then they've got a tough road to hold reeling that group in.
You know, when you think about it, too, Harrison County, I'm sure head coach Terrence Brooks, he got 9 points collectively and 3 rebounds from his post players. Grubb and Craycraft. You would normally take that at halftime, getting that kind of production. But then on the other side, Winel's got 17 points in the first half. So while you've got 9 points by committee, it's just been a knockout game by Winel with 5 rebounds and 17 points.
Well, and as good and skilled and intelligent as he is, there's no reason or no wonder why Coach Satter sort of basically calls him, if you get in trouble, just get it to the big fella, because he'll make something good happen from that low block out to the foul line.
A little bit of foul trouble on the star players for both teams. We'll get to that shortly. Looking at the team numbers, again, it's 36-27 in favor of Campbell County here at halftime. You're looking at points off turnover, 6-4 edge in favor of Campbell County. Total rebounds, 13-7 edge for the Camels. 3-point scoring, 15-3 edge for the Camels. Second chance scoring, it's 3-1. And I've actually got 5-3 in second chance scoring in favor of Harrison County in this game. But again, the shooting percentages, both teams just burning it up. Campbell County, they are 15 of 25 from the floor, 60%, 5 of 10 from three-point range. They've only been to the foul line 2 times, making one of those free throws. Harrison County also shooting well, 53% from the floor overall, 9 of 17, 1 of 3 at the three-point range. They've been 8 of 13 for 61.5% at the foul line. Harrison County, they don't have any assists on their 9 buckets, while Campbell County, again, just like last night, 9 assists on 15 buckets. They had a 50% assist to bucket ratio last night, and tonight again, finding the open player.
Well, and then a 12-point differential from the arc, 3-point range.
Turnovers in this game, 4 by each club. We are at halftime as Harrison County coming back out of the locker room. We will take a 1-minute break. When we come back, we'll have individual stats. Carry it on here on your halftime show. Again, Campbell County leading 36-27 over Harrison County. Back in 1 minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
At halftime, it's a 36-27 lead for Campbell County over Harrison County. Both teams on the floor right now as we get ready for second half play. Gave you the halftime team stats individually for Campbell County. 17 points and 5 rebounds in the first half for Connor Weinel. He's taken 8 shots, made 7 of them in this ballgame. Other scoring, 7 points for Brock Sorgenfrey. He has 7 points and 1 rebound in the ballgame. 4 assists by Garen Jackson and 2 rebounds. He has yet to score in a ballgame, and he has 2 fouls in the game. Other scoring, 5 points for Zach Franzen off the bench. He also has 1 assist. Nathan Smith for Campbell County, 2 points in the ballgame and 1 rebound, 1 assist, but he has 3 steals and has held Caden Custer to 0-for-6 shooting in the first half. Speaking of Custer, he has 3 points in the ballgame. For Harrison County, also has a rebound, 2 assists, and a steal. He played 14 and a half minutes. Also in the game, it's been Elijah Harris picking up for Harrison County, as Harris has taken 4 of 5 from the floor. He's hit those shots, 3 of 4 at the foul line in this ball game. He also has 1 steal, played the entire first half. 5 points for Grubb with 3 rebounds. You've got 4 points for Craycraft in the first half of play. That is the scoring for Harrison County in this ball game. Both teams headed to their bench as we get ready for the second half. 30-second break. We'll come back. Second half play coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Well, Campbell County leading here at halftime, and Harrison County 6-25 is their record against Campbell County. If you go back to the 97 region championship when Harrison County last won it.
Well, they've got a little work to do.
6-25.
Try to improve on that record.
Hey, there's no quit in them. They're out there fighting, and a lot of basketball to be played. And Harris. Hey, tell that to Elijah Harris, who comes out and hits a 3 to begin the second half scoring.
Got the opening and stroked it in from outside.
6-point lead now for Campbell County. Again, Campbell County 3-0 against Harrison County in 10th region tournament action since that championship. Smith driving to the basket. He puts up the left-hand runner, and Elijah Harris got switched off, and Harris is strong, but he's given up 4 inches, and Smith just took him in.
Well, and when you get switched off and you've got somebody barreling down on you at full speed, it's tough to get back in step.
Yes, sir. Nathan Smith's free throw just hits the front of the rim. Smith with 3 steals, 2 points, 1 rebound in this game. Second free throw, he missed them both. And here comes Harrison County and Caden Custard in a hurry. Draws a double team in the left side of the circle. Now gets a high ball screen from a very sturdy Grubb. Got to the rim, he missed. Out of bounds, and they're going to keep it with Harrison County. So again, Nathan Smith doing what he can to impede the path of one Caden Custard.
Custard had the opportunity there to score, but just couldn't get it over the rim.
Smith on Custard, who gives it up. Now here's Harris, hit his last 3. This one doesn't go down. Connor Weinel just shields them off of him. They just shed off him as he pulls the rebound. Johnson can't get a shot off. They find Weinel, ball fake. He let Grubb go by and then put it in.
Boy, got a beautiful pass from the top after a quick pass out. He dumped it right back down in.
How'd you like that ball fake and let the guy blow by?
It's what you call a cute basketball.
I would concur. I'll agree.
Very intelligent play.
Custard out dribbling near midcourt. As he looks over at Coach Brooks, now he'll run the offense. Bounce pass right wing to Harris. Harris draws Jackson on him with 2 fouls. Takes Jackson in, kicks it out to Lewis. Leave it for Custard. Right elbow, he's picked up there by Smith. Has to get rid of it. Smiley takes it. Now reverse it left side. Grubb lays down only 1 dribble and has done that most of the game. Lewis gives it up. Harris has it way out on the floor. Campbell County fans applauding their defense. Custer trying to turn the corner. Runs into a double team. Sorgen Fry in there for the double team and a foul called. That will be the second on Sorgen Fry, the first on the team here in the third quarter, much to the disdain of Coach Souter, who seems to contest about every whistle.
Well, yeah, his players do as well.
he is an advocate and a coach. Inbound pass. Now they swing it around. Left side, Grubbs got it on the wing for the Thoroughbreds. Looks into Custard. Smith playing in front of him on the left blocks. So they take it right side, and they'll look to screen down for Custard. They do. They give him the ball left wing. He goes high post to Lewis. Now to try to work without the ball, but it's Harris going baseline. Jackson playing very aggressively with two fouls, forces him to give it up. Thoroughbred showing some discipline here. They have cut that lead to six. Now they trail by eight. We played 2.5 minutes. Custard with a three-point shot, and it rims off with Smith flying at him. Rebound taken by Campbell County. Jackson in the backcourt. Gets a screen. They don't shout it out. Jackson back to Weinel, who set the pick. He wedged up a three, a forearm in the back on Grubb. He couldn't get the rebound. Comes back to Campbell County. They drop it to Johnson. He's open on the blocks. Up and under, right hand, put it up and in. He's a lefty, Bobby, and he worked from the right blocks with the right hand.
Well, when you're ambidextrous, you can do that. He heavily left, but he worked with his right.
Don't you be saying four-syllable words. They go on the left baseline. Here's a three by Smiley. He hit it left baseline with Johnson in his face. Second three by Smiley. Bulls. Harrison to within seven. Campbell County with the ball. They don't scream out those picks. And Smiley, he's had some teeth-jarring screens by Connor Weinel. But Jackson couldn't get free. Gives it to Johnson driving. He's a lefty. He got a step on the defense. He scored from the right. This time he took it strong side.
That's what you call being able to do it both ways. And when these guys take off for the basket, they get that full head of steam up in a heartbeat and go in there possessed, strong, and yet under control when they release the ball.
Couple of reserves coming off the Harrison County bench. 6'7" Justin Craycraft, the big guy, checks in, and 6'1" Garrett Wilson, the senior. Both those guys seniors coming in to anchor that front line. Johnson with a try to complete the three-point play. He doesn't do it. With the ball now, it's driving is Harris. He missed a bank shot at the rim. Garrett Wilson with a rebound, left of the lane, goes to Smiley. Smiley left elbow, skip it right side to Harris. Wilson calling for it, high post. He has to step up to the top of the key. One dribble, hit it. I told you he plays around the foul line and elbow. 15-footer.
15 feet is his spot.
That shot put up and in by Wilson, that senior. His first bucket of the game. Weinel has to give it up. Smith, they go left side to Jackson. Crossover move. He's picked up on the double team. Sorgen Fry, who's shot well this game, missed that one. And Big Craycraft with a rebounded miss.
Seven down with a chance to do something.
Craycraft, or make that. Custer, he found Wilson with a bullet pass. And all of a sudden, Harrison County back-to-back buckets. They're back to within five.
And the place comes alive across the way.
They trail by nine at halftime. Connor Weinel will shoot a three. Can't resist it. Sorgen Fry got the long rebound, and Elijah Harris picks up his second foul, team second of the quarter.
That rebound caromed almost all the way to the arc.
Three fouls, team fouls, I should say, against Harrison County. A Sorgen Fry puts in the three. He's got 10 points in the game as he makes that three.
Critical three.
Time called on the floor. It's time called by Campbell County. It's a 30-second timeout. Bobby's got a message he will impart.
With Bad Boys Patent and Easy Ride and Gen 2 Independent Suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your bad boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
Well, the team with the lead calls the timeout. Oftentimes, the other club changes something up. But it was about this point of the game last night when Campbell County went to a run and jump on a trap. That's what they've got on the floor here. But Harrison County gets it in the front court, and Elijah Harris hits another three, his second in this quarter. He's got 17 points.
He is playing a game tonight and trimming it back to a five-point deficit.
Wraparound pass. Smith goes high post to Weinel. He skips it out right side to Jackson. Jackson, ball fake, can't get a shot off. Sorgen Fry, they got to cover him. He'll burn you. He's hit a couple of threes. Custer switches off. He now has the willowy build Sorgen Fry who can shoot it with a dead eye. He gives it up. Now over to Jackson. Jackson right wing to Johnson. Perimeter passing, a whistle, and a foul away from the ball. And when you're as big as Craycraft, you're not going to be hiding out there. He picks up the foul away from the ball on a shove. His first, team fourth. It'll be the Camels with the ball underneath their goal. 2:24 to play in the third. Campbell County with the ball leading 45-40. Inbound to Smith. They find Jackson. Johnson hit the deck. No call there. He gets up. Weinel has it. Offers a pick. Jackson picked up his dribble right of the lane, 12 feet out. Smiley shuts him down, clamps down on him. They go left side to Smith, who's only shot twice. Weinel with a three. He hit it. Craycraft closed on him, but a little late on the perimeter.
Guys can flat stroke it.
Third three-point shot by Weinel. What a weapon for your post player. And we've got a charge called inside as they got it in. No, they're just going to say out of bounds. Off Craycraft, who was wanting a foul called, did not get it. It'll be a turnover, which those have been minimized in this ball game. Very minimal. Cleanly played game, Bobby.
Cleanly played. The officials letting them play. There is a lot of contact, but very consistently officiated up to now.
Sorgen Fry with a ball fake, left wing, flashing high post, coming across to Weinel. Didn't shoot it, went to Smith. Checking in is Franzen. Franzen goes to Weinel. Weinel's hit three threes. He thought about it again. Now he's going to, between the circle, ball fake, goes to Jackson. Jackson driving with a minute and a half in the third. Weinel, another three, rimmed in and came out. Garrett Wilson up there above everyone to jerk it down. He's in a hurry, pushes it in the front court, looks for Caden Custer, who is enveloped by Nathan Smith. Can't find him, goes left wing. Elijah Harris with 17 in the hot hand, takes it back from Craycraft between the circle. Offers a ball fake, double screen on the high. Now they spread the floor. They came out of that formation. Wilson offers a pick. They switch off with Sorgen Fry. Smiley on the curl. 10-footer in the paint, wedged it off the rim, and Craycraft over the back of Connor Weinel, who made a textbook on a blockout. And that's five team fouls, and that will send Connor Weinel to the free throw line. Bobby, just when you think Harrison County's playing good and making a run, you look up at the scoreboard, and they've taken 1 point off the lead.
Yeah, 1 point.
And that may be eliminated right here.
Well, it could be without question.
Weinel's free throw is good. 23 points in the game for the 6'4 senior. Pick in the final game here in this 10th region tournament to shine. Yeah. His brightest.
50-40 inside 50 seconds in the third.
Thoroughbreds have it. Lob pass into Craycraft, and he is petitioned and lobbied for fouls the last two times down the floor. He gets one there. That foul will be on Weinel with a push in the back. Third foul on Weinel. The second here in the third quarter. Aiden Dowds comes in, and Connor Weinel takes a seat. Dowds giving up significant height against Craycraft. They screen for him. They don't throw the lob. Inbound pass to Garrett Wilson. Wilson double-teamed, and Sorgen Fry, if he picks up the foul, that's going to be his third.
Smith.
No, they're going to put it on Smith. That is his first. So he is second foul, rather. So he has managed to guard Caden Craycraft this game up to this point and only pick up two fouls. It's amazing. They lob it out to Custard. throws it inside. Craig Kraft, jump hook in the lane. He got it in. He can be a weapon.
Well,
he just focused on the game.
Thoroughbreds are going to have to value every offensive possession from this point out.
Walking the ball into the front court is Garen Jackson. Smiley out on him. Mason Smiley right on Garen Jackson. Jackson crossover dribble. Five counts on him. Smiley out there. Now they throw it over right side. Spreading the floor is Campbell County. Clock's at 10. Smith takes it back from Franzen. He's out near midcourt. Bounce it over to Jackson. Driving. Lob pass. Cross away. Dowd's just got in the game. He didn't shoot it. Smith put a shot up. Blocked at the rim by Craycraft. It goes out of bounds. And the horn sounds. So that will close out three quarters of play. And the score at the end of three quarters, Campbell County 50, Harrison County 42. Fourth and final quarter of this boys' 10th region tournament championship game coming your way after this one-minute break.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Well, we begin the fourth quarter, and a whistle immediately. That is Mason Smiley, his first foul, team first of this fourth quarter. Campbell County keeps possession of the basketball, and they own a 50-42 lead. Connor Weinel, pivot man, picks up the ball at the right elbow, bounces it out to Garen Jackson. Jackson can't shake Smiley. And I tell you what, I kind of agree with Smiley. Garen Jackson was chicken winging Smiley with that left elbow and forearm, but they're going to put it hanging on Smiley, his second. Smith to inbounds it for Campbell County. They get it into Weinel. Weinel with a three, and he's got Craycraft flying at him. He missed it that time. On the rebound, Elijah Harris. 7 of 16 is the shooting for Campbell County from three. Craycraft puts it up. Why he didn't use a backboard, I do not know. Custard made him a beautiful entry pass. Took two dribbles to get the right angle.
Right angle and just didn't execute the shot.
Did not use the backboard. Had a chance to score.
Yeah,
Coach Souders walking this sideline. Now he kneels at the end of the bench watching his Campbell County team execute. A minute gone in this fourth quarter. Garen Jackson hooks a pass over. Connor Weinel, little leaner. Left side of the lane.
Yeah, about 5 feet away. It looked like you just poured it in over the top.
Timeout called on the floor by Harrison County. It'll be a full timeout. We played a little over a minute. 10-point lead for Campbell County. Back in 1 minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Hair Harrison County with the basketball, and they trail by 10. Plenty of time in this game. And they go straight inside to Garen Wilson. Brock Sorgenfrey, he can shoot that ball. Now, he is slim of build, but he's grown about 2 or 3 inches this year. I mean, he's probably still growing. He's got that young look to be a senior, but he's picked up his third foul.
Yeah, he can play basketball. We know that.
Yes, he can. They try to throw it into Caden Custard. Custard in traffic. Elevates. He still hadn't scored. Craycraft tripped it 2 or 3 times. Finally tips it up and in.
He stayed with it till he got it in. Now it cuts it to 8 here. They're going to have to dig in.
They need some stops. Skip pass straight away to Smith. Right side to Garen Jackson. Got a screen from Weinel. He's feeling it. Shoots the 3. It's off the front of the rim, and Harris claims the rebound miss. Harris, 3-on-3. Campbell County gets back then. He underhands it to Custer. Over to Harris. 3 ball. Got it. Switch. Left wing. That is his third 3. He's got 20 points in the game.
52-47 inside. 6 minutes.
In the Harrison County fans standing. And we're going to have a... Oh, I thought they were going to call a foul on Wino for that pick. But instead, Campbell County calls a timeout on their sideline. They want a full timeout, so we'll take one. 6 minutes to play in this game. It's a 52-47 lead for Campbell County. Back in 1 minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Garen Jackson with a tough job of inbounding the ball right in front of a bunch of standing Harrison County fans. Shot by Sorgenfrey off the 3. Missed it. Rebounded there by Weinel. Set Smith for a 3. That won't go. Craig Half kept it alive. Coming away is Harrison County. Elijah Harris at the rim. Throws it up. Draws a foul. And the momentum going with the Thoroughbreds now as the student body and the fan base all stand and applaud. That's going to be the 4th on Sorgenfrey in this game. It will send Elijah Harris to the free throw line. This guard's played so well in this game.
Oh, he's carried them.
He has.
In effect, he's been the bell cow tonight.
He will go to the free throw line. He's their best free throw shooter on the season at 78.5%. He makes the first one here. 21 points in the game. Sorgenfrey out. Cole Johnson comes in. And Elijah Harris averaging 15 a game. In the absence of Custard, who's only got 3 in this game. And Caden Custard came in. He was in the top 20 in scoring average at number 18 in the state with 24 a game.
3-point game here. 5:39 left.
Harrison County gets both free throws from Harris. Connor Weinel, ball fake. Got to the right baseline. Skip it over. Here's Franzen. Draws a double team. Bounce pass. Smith leads it in between the circles for Jackson. Jackson gets a screen. Craycraft on the switch off. Somebody's going to be open. It's Weinel, but he passed up a 3 this time. And we're going to have a foul. Craycraft's going to be called for the foul. As you had Zach Franzen coming across the lane with a dribble. That'll be the 3rd on Craycraft. Team 3rd. Inbound pass will be, the ball will be inbounded, I should say, by Smith. Smith gets it into Jackson, over to Connor Weinel. Ball on the right side of the floor. 5 minutes to play in this game. Campbell County with the ball and a three-point lead. Garrett Wilson with a steal. He's got a two-on-one. And it was broken up by Franzen. Needed a bounce pass. And Caden Custard's pointing to the floor saying, bounce it, my friend, bounce it.
But they have the ball. They're down three. Just inside 5 minutes left and a chance to tie with a three.
Five turnovers by each club, so they have taken care of the ball. Harris drives off the screen, right side, got a step on Jackson, feeds Craig Kraft, fade away, 15 feet, right baseline, missed it. We're going to have a foul on the floor, and I believe that was Franzen pushing off the smaller, shorter Elijah Harris. It is. It's going to be Franzen picking up the foul, his first. That'll be the team's third here in the fourth quarter, so team fouls, three each. 4:47 to play in this game. Harrison County lob pass in to Custer. Throw it into Craycraft. They go into the paint. He kicks it to Garrett Wilson. Good on the baseline, a 10-footer. He had a tough angle, Bobby, but he made it.
Well, he dropped it in over the front of the rim. One-point game.
Garrett Jackson walking it up. Throws a pass on the right wing. They go straight away to Smith. Johnson trying to go back door, didn't get it. Good job defensively by Harrison County. Campbell County, they have one basket in this fourth quarter, and we're nearing the midpoint. Perimeter passing by the Camels. Jackson drives in, leaves it baseline. Smith straight away to Franzen. Franzen lost it, went to the floor. Weinel got it. Nate Smith, left side. Franzen, three ball, shot it up. Missed the shot, tipped around, battle for it. Harris engaged. Four players on the floor, and Custard comes out with it. He's in a hurry. Right side of the floor. Floater. Bank shot. Not there. Quick grab. Got it up and in. Harrison County with the lead.
Harrison 53-52. 3:40 left.
Timeout called. As Coach Souter looks at his bench, and he asks his assistant, says, what are we doing?
11-0 run here.
So timeout called by Campbell County. They're going to try to squelch the momentum that Harrison County has captured in this ball game. 3:40 to play, 1-point thoroughbred lead. Back after this brief message.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
Well, this Harrison County team, Bobby, they played catch-up this whole game.
They have, and now they have the lead. They've been on an 11-0 run here. The last 3 minutes, 15 seconds, and got a shot. They've got a real shot.
It's been over a quarter century since the Thoroughbreds of Harrison County have been to the boys' Sweet 16. There's 3.5 minutes to go in this one. And Campbell County, Sorgen Fry shooting for the lead, and he hit it. Sorgen Fry hits his third three. He's got 13 in the game. Harrison County in the front court. Harris is going to pull it out on the dribble. Man-to-man by Campbell County.
Yeah, yeah.
Craig Kraft can't do that. It's a turnover. He picks up his fourth foul.
Moving
team's
kick.
Fourth. And that's a turnover. Moving screen. And Harrison County with an empty possession on that trip.
Yeah, that's tough because that was a good 38 feet from the basket, way out near the midcourt stripe.
Smiley and Grubb check in. Lewis and Craycraft out for Harrison County. It'll be the Camels with the basketball. Thoroughbreds going man-to-man still. Caden Custard without a basket in this game. He's got 3 of 4 at the foul line. Johnson with it for Campbell County. Jump stop, elevates, missed the shot. Got his own rebound, kept alive. Garrett Wilson has it. Underhands it to Custard. Custer checked by Sorgen Fry, reverses his dribble, left side, Smith cut him off. Custer, ball fake, leans in, good position by Smith, and he missed the 10-foot fadeaway. Smith doing a job of lockdown deep. on Caden Custer?
I've been phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
Custer averaging 24 a game. He's got three free throws here. Jackson runs it all the way to the baseline, left side. With 2.5 minutes to play, Campbell County spreads the floor up by two. Smith leads a bounce pass to Jackson. Harrison County fans standing across the way. Campbell County a little more pensive right now, despite having the lead. Driving in, Johnson, left of the circle, hands it off to Smith. This is not a stall ball. This is just using the clock, making Harrison County expel some energy. Looking for a man-to-man on a backdoor cut. Johnson with a ball fake. Slipped the defense. He lost it. And if that's going to go Harrison County's way, the officials converse on the far side of the floor. And they're going to say Harrison County ball. So, you know, how about Garrett Wilson, a guy that we saw him play up in our place a couple of times this year. He's been a good player. Yeah. He has been sparingly used here in the regional tournament, but Coach Brooks knew when to put him in.
Well, he was a secret weapon. Let's put it that way.
Good point. Good point. He's come in off the bench and scored 6 points in the second half, gotten three rebounds and created a couple of turnovers. Custard walking it up between the circle. Right wing, they go to Harris. Wrap around pass to Craycraft, who checked back in. There's Garrett Wilson, caught it in the paint. He gave a good ball fake. If that's on Sorgen Fry, he bit on the fake. He's out of the game. We'll see who they pin the foul on.
Yep.
Now that's going to be it. Sorgen Fry has just fouled out.
That is huge.
So he leaves the game having scored 13 points. He's hit three three-point shots.
And he hit the one that put him in the lead.
Sure did. That three-point shooting. 8 of 21 for Campbell County. Smiley, bounce pass into Wilson, but they throw it away. Turnover. Holding it up in the backcourt is Nathan Smith, saying we have the ball and a two-point lead. Let's walk it up. Minute and a half to play. Boy, a critical turnover by Harrison.
Yeah, threw it into traffic under the basket. And you could have thrown it out and given Caden a chance.
Yeah, it was a cluster in there. Very crowded in the paint. They tried that pass. So we'll see if they can overcome that error. Harrison County trying to trap out on the floor. Campbell County spreading the floor, throwing diagonal passes on the skip pass. Now they go straight away to Jackson, draws a double team. Weinel hooks a pass over. Boy, that one had a lot of air under it. Nearly taken by Harrison County. We're inside a minute. Clock rolling. Jackson over to Smith. Smith between the circle. Now to Jackson. Right wing. Johnson has it. Franzen on the blocks. Draws a double team. He throws a pass that ends up in the bench of Campbell County, but they say deflected by the Thoroughbreds. And Coach Brooks comes all the way down the line on the end of his bench and says, we want a timeout. Full timeout called by Harrison County. We've got 46 seconds to play and Campbell County up two. We'll break away for a 30-second break back after this brief message.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Well, we got that sound bed rolling in. Hold the line. That song title's appropriate here if you're Campbell County. They got the ball, and they're up by two, 55-53. There's 46 seconds to play in the game. Each team will be in the double bonus on the next foul. Bobby, can you see the possession arrow? The scoreboard doesn't reflect it.
I cannot.
So anyway, it's Campbell with the ball in a two-point lead. Harrison County trying to trap. Campbell spread the floor, and they foul quickly. Probably not a bad foul. They foul Nathan Smith. Smith has expelled a great deal of energy guarding Caden Custer. And Smith is 1-for-2. No, he's 0-for-2 at the free throw line. So he's got 2 points, and the only free throws he's shot in this game, he's missed them both. This one, however, is good. Smith is a 50% free throw shooter on the season.
This is big.
Oh, fight them both.
That's a two-possession game there. 34 seconds left.
Clock rolling. Custer between the leg dribble. Driving right side. Spinning. Shooting. That's his first basket of the game. 22 seconds. They throw it to midcourt. Campbell County does. And Elijah Harris running from behind. Fouls Cole Wilson. Harris gets his third. Cole Johnson will go to the free throw line for the Camels. Johnson 67.5% on the season at the free throw line. He's 0-for-1 in the game. This one looked bad from the time he let it go and he missed it. 57-55 in favor of Campbell County. At the line is Cole Johnson, 6'2 senior, for one more free throw. Coach Souter kneeling, Coach Brooks standing.
Missed it.
He missed them both.
Oh, my goodness.
But Lionel got the rebound.
Wow.
And now they spread the floor. 15 seconds. A timeout called by Campbell County. Time called, and what a big rebound by Connor Weinel. Timeout by the Camels with 14.5 seconds to play in a 2-point lead here in the championship game. We'll step aside for a 30-second break back after this brief message.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Campbell County has things going their way, but they must get the ball inbounds. There's 14.3 seconds to go, and the Camels with a 2-point lead. Bobby, they missed those two free throws, but it wasn't a blockout assignment blown. It was that free throw was so hard off the back iron.
It jammed way out, and Weinel got to the middle of the floor and picked it out of the air.
Smith throws it over to Franzen, who's fouled immediately by Elijah Harris. That's the fourth foul on Harris, who's played a whale of a game. Zach Franzen will go to the free throw line. He's one of the top reserves in the rotation for Campbell County. He's a 58% free throw shooter, and they're tightening up. He missed the first one.
Well, but if they get the miss, they've got to get the board. It's a 2-point game.
Campbell County, they are 2-of-5 at the foul line here in the fourth quarter. They're 4-of-10 in the second half. This free throw, it's missed. Wilson got the rebound. Here's Custer with 10 on the clock in the front court. Clock at 7. Drive to the rim for the tie. We're tied. Game tied. Campbell County inbounds the ball.
Timeout, evidently.
So Caden Custer has not scored from the floor this entire game, and he's made the last two baskets for Harrison County. One was to make it a 2-point game late. This one, a 2-pointer to tie it. Time on the floor. We'll keep it here. It's 57 all. And we got to know who's got possession on the next.
It doesn't. I don't see anything that shows it down there.
It's the clock says 2.4 seconds to play in this game in regulation. It's tied, and Harrison County has a possession arrow, as it will be Campbell County needing to get the ball in. 2.4 seconds to play in the game. Each team shooting the double bonus, and the possession arrow favoring the Thoroughbreds, who have fought back, trailing by as much as 10 in this half. And
Christian Leitner time.
Oh, man.
Oh, 2.4.
Let's see what we've got. Whew. Yep. They put no one on the basketball, and Nathan Smith to inbound it. Here's Jackson. He's going to get a good shot. He'll shoot a three at the horn. Wow. It was online, but it came up short.
Let's play more.
We're going to play overtime here in the 10th region championship game. It's all tied at 57. 1 minute break. We'll be back right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Well, both fan bases standing and applauding their team, and why not? They have played to a 57-57 tie. Harrison County coming back, being down 10. Campbell County only made two baskets in the fourth quarter, Bobby, and they went 4 of 12 at the foul line.
Yeah, that was
tightened up.
Tightened up a little bit, but we got a new game here.
Yeah, so just start it over. Campbell County with the ball on the tip. Sorgen Fry is fouled out, so they bring the lefty in there, Xavier Francher. Francher calling for it. Now they go to Smith. Now they kick it out to Francher. He screens. Garen Jackson has it. Smiley fights over the Connell Weinel screen. Driving in. Jackson with a floater. Missed the shot. Ball comes out on the floor. Harris will make that Lewis with the rebound. Three players
timeout
hit the deck,
Harrison.
And they're going to call a timeout by Harrison County. Again, much to the disagreement of the Campbell County coaches. But it'll go timeout to Harrison County. So we'll step aside for this brief 30-second break.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Harrison County will have the basketball after Campbell County failed on their Garen Jackson runner from 10 feet left of the lane. And here come the Thoroughbreds. They clear it out, and they let Harris bring it up one-on-one against Jackson, playing with two fouls. Harris, left-hand dribble, got to get rid of it. Five counts on. Smiley makes himself available, and they throw it into Grubb. Grubb has it knocked from his hands by Connor Weinel, and they're going to say keep it possession to Harrison County. Smiley will inbound it on the baseline. Grubb clears out. They get it to Custard. See if they clear that lane and let him go one-on-one. He's only got two baskets in this game. They both came in the waning minutes in regulation. Nathan Smith follows him all the way out to midcourt. Custard with a couple of jab steps. And he's still milking the clock, which is at 2:45 here in overtime. Custard just dribbling the ball. Smith giving him a little room. Custard jabbing with the dribble at Smith. Smith in good defensive posture, not giving anything. Now they go to Garrett Wilson. Wilson has it between the circle. Hand it back to Custard. Custard, right side, needs help on the baseline. And put it up and in.
He got what he wanted. Cleared it out. Took it strong.
Quickly the other way. Franzen scored. They didn't stop the ball. Franzen, in a hurry, got in the front court, and we've got a whistle in the back court. Deflected out of bounds by Nathan Smith, who has three steals in this game. Game tied 59-all. 2 minutes to go here in overtime. Custer walks it up, right side of the floor, keeps the dribble. They clear it out. Right side's open. He's going one-on-one. Drives all the way down. And he lost the ball out of bounds, but they're going to say Nathan Smith fouled him. So the foul is on Smith.
Two shots.
Custard at the free throw line. He's 3 of 4 shooting free throws. Looking to give Harrison County the lead, and he does. With a free throw. 10 points in the game for the 6'2 senior who averages 24 points and 7 rebounds a game. Makes both free throws.
61-59, 1:56 left.
Campbell County hasn't played from behind very often in this game. Matter of fact, only in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass. Jackson has it. Left wing. Still dribbling. Inside the 2 minutes in overtime. Clock rolling. Franzen has it. Right baseline. They throw it to Smith. Back out to Franzen. Reverse it. Left side. Jackson driving. On Smiley. Draws a double 10. Smith deep in the right baseline to Connor Weinel. His three rimmed out. Rebound by Fancher. He throws up a shot. Hit the deck. No call. He missed it. In the front court, Custer, crossover dribble, drives the basket. He's stripped, and they're going to say free throws coming. And the Campbell County bench, they don't like it. Smith is going to pick up a foul. That's his fourth. And Smith was able to keep Custer in front of him the whole time. And we got a bench warning now issued against Campbell County. Caden Custer will go to the free throw line with his team up by two. Well, it was just a matter of time before the officials' attention was focused over to the Campbell County bench. Free throw missed by Custer.
They've been rather animated since inception in this game, in the opening tip.
Custer trying to add to his team's lead. He makes 1 of 2 at the line. He's got 11 points in the game. 1:10 to play here in overtime. Jackson goes on the wing to Franchin. Right wing, Jackson takes it back from Franchin. He's bumped as he got to the foul line. Loose ball, Fancher has it, throws it back out on top. Jackson runs it left side, got in the paint, up and under, scoop shot, put it in. Darren Jackson makes that basket. That's his first bucket the entire game. It's in overtime. Harrison County with the ball and a one-point lead. Inside a minute, the clock rolling. It's at 40. Custer throws it out. Smiley's three, not there. Rebounded by Connor Weinel, and he throws a wild pass to midcourt that Nate Smith could not run down. And it goes as a turnover, 7 turnovers by each club, but a big one there. And Coach Brooks, he's a pretty cool customer. He just, you don't know. He's got a stoic look on his face. You wouldn't know his team is up or behind. He says, let's call a timeout here. Harrison County will have the basketball. They've got a one-point lead, 32 and a half seconds to play in overtime. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards? such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter, the Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. It's overtime here in the 10th Region Boys Championship game, 62-61. Harrison County with a come-from-behind lead late in this game. But Campbell County had just turned the ball over, so Harrison County with the basketball at midcourt, a one-point lead, the possession arrow favoring the Thoroughbreds, and there's 32.3 seconds to play in this game. Inbound pass, Caden Custard has it. He draws a double team. Garen Jackson turns him loose over to Smith. High post, and Custard goes over to Harris. Skip pass, and it's stolen. Here's Prancer with the steal.
Double dribble.
And he double dribbled. Double dribbled. So Campbell County got a steal and then gave it right back to Harrison County.
Prancer brought it into front court.
He wanted to attack.
Talk his coach. Yeah.
He wanted to attack, and he held up and double dribbled, and a foul in the backcourt will put Caden Custard at the free throw line. That foul will be on Garen Jackson, his third. And it'll stop the clock with 13 seconds to play in overtime. Wow. Campbell County had the steal on the skip pass. And then double dribbled in
the
front court.
Well, took it up the right side by his
coach. He almost collided with it.
Yeah, turned. Oh, well, that's an animated sideline. And he turned around to see what he said and inadvertently put two hands on the ball and then dropped it back down looking for some instruction. It was one of those rare occurrences. Here's Custer.
He's looking right at the Campbell County student body pep section, and he drops down the free throw. Custard 4 of 5 at the foul line in overtime. Missed that one. Rebounded by Campbell County. Campbell's had it. Fancher over to Smith. Clocks at 7. And right now it's a 63-61 lead for Harrison County. And a time called by Campbell County. And he's going to call, Coach Souter will call a full timeout. 6.5 seconds, 6.3. 63-61. Harrison County with the lead. Campbell County calling this timeout. We'll keep it here. Bobby, if you're a Campbell County bench, Connor Weinel's been your guy.
Yeah.
Do you run something? I think you give an option. Garen Jackson or either Connor Weinel. Try to get those two in a two-man game. Either give and go, pick and roll something.
Well, the one thing that you want to do is try to force them inside the arc for this shot, because if they make it from three, then ball game.
Yeah,
so you want to get it inside the arc if possible. But
good point.
And on the other, had they made that free throw, they could have thought about fouling.
Yeah.
But since they didn't, and it's a two-point game, the one thing you don't want to do is give them a chance to win the game with a shot beyond the arc.
8 of 23 is the shooting from three-point range for Campbell County. That's woefully different than the first half when they went 5 of 10. So they've hit 3 of 13 here in the second half. There's Franzen. He's got it. Handed off to Garen Jackson. Behind the back dribble. Still dribbling. Shoots for the win. He hit it. He hit a three. He hit a three. From the right wing. Now the officials are talking. They're going to go to the scorer's table and confer. I don't know if they're going to say a three or a two. It was a three-point shot. They look at the official sitting on the bench or sitting on the table. No basket. They're going to wave
it
off.
Game over. They called it game over.
They called it game over.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
He went like this, like,
yeah.
No. Game over. Campbell County wins on a three-pointer by Garen Jackson in overtime. He did not score in this ball game until the overtime period. And Harrison County, who played their hearts out, they fall in a final 64-63. Wow. Well, the Thoroughbreds made it exciting, to say the least. They came over and talked to this official that's on the scorer's table. And when he went like this, which meant no, I thought, oh, my.
Well, there was
that
no
shot went in. I thought it was just a question of was it a three or a two.
And they were looking about any extra time to put on the clock.
None on the clock.
In all probability. And when they said no, then he said, okay, ball game.
Ball game over. So Campbell County wins on a Garen Jackson three-pointer at the horn. A final 64-63 overtime win for Campbell County. And they'll be going to Rupp Arena to represent the 10th region. And they'll play a team probably they're familiar with, at least out of that 9th region.
Yeah.
They used to play in the 9th region. Actually, they have three 9th region tournament titles before they moved over to the 10th region. So,
well, one thing about that shot is the shot was contested. I mean, there was good defense.
Oh, there was.
There was no.
Miley was right on it.
Running at the guy. Yeah, it was. They had their hands up, had two players very close, but he kind of used one of his players to shield off just enough to get that shot off, and it was right down our sight line to the basket, and it was spot on.
Well, it's a one-point win, 64-63. For Campbell County, Harrison County. Caden Custard makes the all-tournament team. 34 points in the semifinal. He is held to 13 tonight on 3 of 15 shooting, but he is a difference maker for their club. Elijah Harris named to the all-tournament team. He has 22 points, 4 rebounds in this game, and 1 steal.
And Braxton Grubb
makes the all-tournament team. 3 rebounds and 5 points tonight in his time on the floor. And Grubb, a big, sturdy-built senior. And those three guys, they played their hearts out, Bobby.
Well, that whole squad did.
It did.
And matter of fact, both teams played hard. But it's just really, really tough to get that close to be a fingertip away from victory and have that shot go in and take your dreams completely out of the equation.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Brock Sorgenfry makes the all-tournament team. And also Xavier Francher off the bench. He's a reserve, and he makes the all-tournament team. Connor Weinel, he was a lock to make it. 26 points in this ball game, 11 rebounds in his efforts, 1 assist.
And Garen Jackson,
who hit the game winner down the stretch, only 5 points in this game, but he had 6 assists in the game and played 34 minutes, and a lot of those minutes with 3 fouls. So team trophies will be presented right now. Bobby and I will take a 1-minute break. When we come back, we'll have game stats. That'll be coming up in 1 minute right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment,
sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Well, Campbell County, they survived. They survived. They are extremely pleased. And you just can't imagine the heartbreak for Harrison County and their fans and the coaches and all. Now, Harrison County had not been a 10th region champion since 1997. They were 6-25 overall since that regional championship against Campbell County. They were 0-3 in 10th region tournament games against Campbell County. And it looked like the Thoroughbreds fighting from being down by 10. They took them to overtime, but lost on the last second shot. That's a heartbreaker.
A last second contested shot. And it was just a tremendous effort, tremendous comeback. They were down by as many as 13 points in the first half, if I remember correctly, and were down 10 after the first bucket of the fourth quarter. But did they flat bring it the rest of the quarter to get it tied? And had a chance, but the one thing you didn't want to do was let somebody beat you from the arc, and he got just enough of a screen to get the shot off, and it looked like it was good from the get-go.
Yeah, I thought the ball would be in Jackson's hands, but you brought up a good point. Don't let him shoot the three.
Don't,
you know, you want him
the
inside
three.
The arc,
yeah.
And it just didn't happen. He was able to get some space, but, I mean, Smiley was on him. Yeah, he was guarding him tightly. It was just a nice shot, a good shot. So this game, again, a one-point overtime victory for Campbell County over Harrison County. Longest run, a 13-2 run by Harrison County. Campbell County had a 10-1 run. Largest lead. At one time, it was 15 and 7 lead changes, Bobby. Those came in the last 6 minutes, 4 minutes. In the late in the fourth quarter and then in overtime. So 7 lead changes. It was tied only 2 times. Looking at some of the team numbers in this game, the Harrison County Thoroughbreds shot well, 22 of 43 from the floor overall for 51.2%, 5 of 11 from three-point shooting, 45.5%. The Thoroughbreds were 14 of 21 at the foul line, 66.5%. For Campbell County, they shoot almost identical. They are 52% compared to 51 for Harrison County. The Camels go 25 of 48 from the floor overall, 9 of 22 from three-point range for 41%. They were only 5 of 13 at the foul line, 38.5% for the winning team. Rebounding in the game, dead even, 26-26. Turnovers in the game, even. 8-8. They say 8-7 by Harrison County, so one turnover edge by the Thoroughbreds. So this game played evenly in those areas. Some of the other salient numbers, Harrison County with a 14-5 edge in free throw scoring, points off turnovers, 10-5 edge for the Camels. Total rebounds tied at 26 all. Three-point scoring, 27-15 in favor of Campbell County. Second chance scoring, a 9-6 edge for the Thoroughbreds. And when you look at points off the bench, Harrison County outscored a Campbell County team that had a good, deep, sharp shooting bench, 16-7 in favor of the Thoroughbreds. Points in the paint, 18-16 in favor of Campbell County. Individually, for the runners-up, Harrison County Thoroughbreds, 22 points in the game for Elijah Harris. He had 4 rebounds in the game and came up with 1 steal. Caden Custard got 13 points. Had a tough time, good defense by Nathan Smith. Custard went 3 of 15 from the floor shooting overall tonight. 7 of 10 at the foul line is where he made his money. And he finishes with 13 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal in 34 minutes of play. Other scoring for Harrison County, 7 points for Mason Smiley. Smiley also played 34.5 minutes. Other scoring, 6 points off the bench for Garrett Wilson. Took 3 shots, made them all. had four rebounds, dished an assist, made a steal in 18 minutes on the floor. 5 points for Braxton Grubb. He pulled down three rebounds. They got 10 points from the post player, Justin Craycraft. He scores 10 points on 5 of 8 shooting, had 5 rebounds. He came away in the ball game with 1 assist as well. For the winning team, the Campbell County Camels, 26 points for Connor Weinel. He had 10 of 17 shooting overall in the ballgame, 26 points, 11 rebounds for the 6'4 senior. He also dished out 1 assist in his time on the floor. Other scoring in double figures, it was Brock Sorgenfrey who fouled out, but not before scoring 13 points in the game. He had 2 rebounds, 1 assist in his time on the floor. 9 points in the game by Cole Johnson. Johnson also had 2 rebounds in the game. 5 points for Garen Jackson, who hit the game winner. They shoot 64% overall from the floor on the season. He only shot 4 times in this game, but he made the big one, the three-pointer that won it. 5 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists in a ball game for that senior. 4 points in the game for Nathan Smith, who played lockdown defense on Caden Custard. Smith had 1 rebound. He did lead the team, came away with 3 steals for the night. So that's the Campbell County scoring in this region championship game. Well, I've enjoyed it, Bobby. It couldn't have been scripted any better for a call than to have a 1-point overtime win. It's a shame that a team had to go out.
Oh, good heavens. And you look on one side of the arena and you see elation, and on the other side you see nothing but tears. And I'm talking about from elder people. I'm not talking about 20-year-olds or high school kids. We got older people who are, the tears are flowing. So that's what Kentucky high school basketball is, how much it means. And on to Rupp Arena for the Camels. Congratulations to the Camels.
You're so right, Bobby. Oftentimes your high school, it is reflective of your community, and your basketball team, it embodies what you go out to support. So, yeah, you're right. There are a lot of fans out here, and it's really quite a contrast of the feelings and emotions going through the crowd here. But we've had a blast. And
it's been a tremendous tournament, absolutely.
And we want to thank our sponsors so very much. I've said it before, it bears worth saying again. If you appreciate high school basketball being on the air and being able to listen to and follow the coverage of your local high school teams, tell those sponsors, better off yet, go do business with them. It makes a difference. It does to me, it should to you. So thanks again to Gateway Radio Works, their commitment to the communities, to the schools, and to the people that live there. Well, that's going to do it for us. Now, we've got basketball coming up. That will be tomorrow on your Gateway Sports Station. If you've got girls Sweet 16 action beginning tomorrow. That will be at 11 a.m. It'll be the 4th region champion Bowling Green with a 23-10 record playing Owsley County. That game will be at 11 a.m. And then the second game in that first round morning matchup, they say morning, you get a morning and an evening, you've got McCracken County taking on Russell. So you go from coast to coast. You go as far west with McCracken and far east in the 16th with Russell. So that will be on the air. And go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, WMST is covering the entire tournament.
Yes. And I believe that's been a longstanding commitment, and it will continue this year. Again, tomorrow, WMST, there at Rupp Arena, calling the Sweet 16. They'll cover it in its entirety. Bowling Green and Owsley tip it off at 11. McCracken and Russell at 1:30. Butler High plays Anderson County. Then in the final game, Franklin County at North Laurel. That'll get your day one in. So the 10th region champs, the GRC Cardinal girls, playing March 14th. They got the 6 o'clock game. All right, that's going to do it for our on-site. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Well done.
Had a blast.
Again, we certainly appreciate everybody in the listening audience, and hope we depicted what happened, because it was certainly exciting here.
That's going to do it. Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer, back to station. Jeff, he was our producer. Appreciate the tight board. Thank you for your work. Bobby Baldwin beside me. I'm Joel Bennett. Again, a regional championship overtime one-point win by Campbell County. Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Have a wonderful rest of the week. So long.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.